The Outlets, great band from the 80s, but tonight is about this past year, and it's my annual top 10 local releases. When I say releases, I mean CDs and EPs. And the important thing about this is you should all have a list, because that means you're out there supporting local music. And when you support local music, go to their shows, buy their merchandise, buy their CDs or vinyl, whatever they have. Don't just stream on Spotify, because Spotify pays pennies to these artists. They really get nothing out of Spotify. So I've been doing this for a while, as I said, and I think I played close to 40, between 40 and 50 new local bands had music out today. Not all new bands, but all local bands had music out today, new stuff, over 50 of them. So despite the pandemic and all that's gone on, it continues to thrive. And so this could be a list of, this could be the top 30 or top 20, but it's been 10 for a long time now, and that's where I'm at.
feel. I see the boys of Bakersfield scratching their heads and wondering how could you, babe. Hold your ear, you're out of my league. It's hard to believe I got a girl like you. And now I'll be over the moon. I'm hoping that soon you're gonna say I do. You're my sweet Jolene, Kern County queen. Feel like I'm moving around in a dream. I set my sights on a little wedding ring. It ain't much, just a little bitty thing. Won't you let me be your king, Kern County queen? Its own sound. Rivers of oil running under the ground. You're the only reason I'm sticking around. Go on, ask any local luminary, and they'll tell you it's you they want to marry. Bucky Woodrow wrote a million love songs just for you. Merle Wood too. Hold your ear, you're out of my league. It's hard to believe I got a girl like you. And now we
Okay, that was Watts with Heavy Metal Kids off of their release Shady Rock and Rollers. All these releases came out this past year. As I said, they're my top 10. A lot of the local labels are represented too. That was on Rumbar Records, the Watts release. Before that, we had Hank Wonder, Kern County Queen off of the EP CD, I guess, called Waylaid. And that was Hank Wonder have been in here a couple times and played live. Once we get through this pandemic and have people back in the studio, I'm sure they'll be back in. They're always a great, great performance live. The Jacklights started. The Jacklights are a fairly new band. Some of these bands have been at it for a while, like Watts have been at it for a while. The Jacklights, I believe, just formed this year. And they're on Red Records. The song I played was Beach, and it was off the EP called Drift. All right, continue now with Carissa Johnson.
Just don't pick up that guitar. I sat down with the keys that took care of my needs, and I haven't ventured far.
Thank you.
That was the Shanghai Lows with Sway Little Player off their EP Kick It Like a Wicked Bad Habit. I've been talking to Dan, and I think they have new stuff, maybe a full length, coming out in the upcoming year. A lot of good stuff already lined up for 2022. Before that, Devil Love with We Can Leave Tonight off their release Broken Things. I know most of these bands pretty well that I'm playing here tonight, but I'll be honest with you, I don't know a whole lot. I don't know the guys, I should say, in Devil Love. I just heard the music, liked it a lot, so I threw it on my top 10 list. That was Devil Love, once again, with an EP called Broken Things. Chris Rogers and the Dirty Gems with I Can Still Feel It off his release Still Dirty. Chris is a favorite of Little Steven, of Little Steven's Underground Garage. And Still Dirty came out on his label, Wicked Cool Records. So that's kind of cool for Chris. And Carissa Johnson with the sound off of her great CD, Blue Hour. Everything she does is fantastic. She does solo records. She does rock records. This thing, Blue Hour, had a bit of a synth vibe to it. Still great stuff. Okay, I'm going to keep it going. This is something by Brad Marino.
Conduits. This is just depressing.
Okay, that wraps it up. That was my top 10 right there. That was Gene Dante and the Future Starlets, a song called High Time, off his release Deluxe. Gene puts on a show, that's for sure. Check them out. John Paul Haida, International Airport with Fernando three times, off This Phaser Sounds Divine. And Brad Marino, What Do You Know, off Looking for Trouble. It's 8:38. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. Rising with Sky Bar. As I said, there was a lot of great music that came out on the local front this past year. I'm going to play a little more of it now. This is something that Jeff Palmer put out off of his CD called Charts and Graphs.
Ghost, I never Paul McCartney on behalf of Rad. If you're drinking, you can't drive my car or any car. Remember, if you're partying this holiday season, don't drink and drive. Got it? It's just not worth it. Doesn't make sense. Thank you. Yes, I'm
gonna be a star. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
You lift me up, you bring me down, you make our whole world go around. We put our time and faith in you. We may waver, but you never do. You're good as gold, you're right as rain. You take no credit and you take no blame. So lift me up and bring me down. Drop the needle, spin the record. Meet up with the boys in the morning.
That was the Chelsea Curve. Quick story about the Chelsea Curve. They first came on this show with Justine Cobalt shortly before everything shut down. It was the Whistle Stop Rock, they were calling it. And she came in here with Tim, Linda, and she played acoustically. And I heard they played that song, Don't Look Down. And even then I was like, wow, this is a great song. And so they've put out, the reason I say this top 10 thing I did was full lengths, because they put out 8 singles this year. And every time I see Tim, I see the Chelsea Curve a lot. And I say, you are going to put this together on like one full release. And he's like, oh, yeah, yeah. So, I mean, I can guarantee you that 2022, the Chelsea Curve is going to be on my top 10 list. But currently, they just have a slew of singles, which are all great. Before that, new stuff from Blind Spot, a single called All I Had to Give, and a Dropkick Murphys with Good as Gold off Turn Up That Dial. I will say one thing about the Murphys. They never forget where they come from. They name drop a lot of Boston locations in all their songs, even though they tour all over Europe and all over the country. So I got to give them credit for that. Going to play something now. Running out of time here. It's 8:53. Got a time for a couple more. This is Sal Baglio's group called the Amplifier Heads. That was Glamorama from the Amplifier Heads off of Saturnalians. It's 8:56. Been listening to WMFO in Medford, Rising with Sky Bar. Got time for one more. I want to thank the listeners. I don't think DJ said that enough. Thanks for listening. Thanks for hopefully enjoying some of this stuff. This is it. This is the last one of the night. This is by a band called Weekend Friends. Thanks. Peace.
They say no one loves a quitter. But it's been getting hard to love myself. I'm either paranoid or bitter about everybody else. Keep your feet on the ground now. But the earth is giving out.
Should say Merry Christmas to everybody before I sign out of here. Once again, WMFO Medford, Rising with Sky Bar, Merry Christmas.